This story is called The Crash by Moses David. Hi, I'm Mo Lyon, the magician. You can call me Mo. The story you're about to hear is a dream I had quite some time ago in 1973. The reason we put it on tape for you is because I thought you should know about it, because it concerns you. And also because the dreams I have usually happen sooner or later. The dream's already happening in several places around the world, maybe even where you live. So if you'd like to know where you are now, or will be in the near future, and what part you are, or will be playing then, this dream's for you. I'll be narrating the story as it happened in my dream. Oh yes, every detail in this significant dream is very important. So please, read everything carefully. You won't want to miss anything. Eamon Artist did the editing and the art. And me? I had the dream. I love ya. Now, on with the crash. Are you ready? All the kids were running up the stairway of this old, old house, like an old English mansion. And they were just terrified by this bulldog. Run for your lives! Hey, wait! We have to go back and get the baby! Quick, we have to get to her before the bulldog does!
I'll save her!
There, safe and sound. You gave us an awful scare. Help! He won't hurt you. He's mostly just bluff. And it's almost like he's only being playful. It's almost like he's trying to run after you to scare you. On purpose. But just sort of playfully. Like a dog will play with you. You know? I just shoved my foot in his mouth. And that stopped him. See? But he was still growling at them. And he held my foot in his mouth. And looking, trying to look fierce. I had my foot stuck in his mouth. And you all said, come on! I can't! I've got my foot in his mouth and he won't let go! It's a funny thing. There were these beings that were floating around in the air. These nice, bright, fairy-like ones, like fairies. Maybe they were angels. Good angels or something. And one of the fairies said, strike him on the nose with your wand. That wand in your hand. Strike him. And he'll let go. What? Then we were up in this tall building and I was coming down in this elevator. Kids were coming down the steps when I was coming down in an elevator. All of a sudden, the elevator chain broke. The elevator began to fall. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. What's it going to be like when I hit bottom? Well, at least it'll be quick, because I'll sure hit that bottom awful hard. And then, the little fairy voices were calling to me, saying, jump! Jump! Just hold the wand in your hand and jump. You'll be all right if you keep the wand in your hand. Jump! One side of the elevator was wide open, and so I shouted, are you sure I won't hit something or those floors going by something? No. As long as you keep the wand in your hand and just jump, you'll be all right. So I jumped out of the open side of the elevator, and I just floated. It seemed like the wand had power of some kind, and I just floated right out of the building and just settled down to the ground. It seemed like the wand had power for whatever I needed to know. It's a funny thing. So then, we were all in a big hurry for some reason. Now it was all snow on the ground. Snow and ice. And there was this river going past the hotel. Come on, kids. Hurry up. The fairies told us, now you must ski very fast and jump the river. So then we were all skiing real fast down to the river. And up over the river and landing in the snow, and some in little ice-covered puddles. Whee! We didn't seem to know much about skiing, but we were making it anyway across the river.
What?
Hey, where am I? Then we started skiing up the river on the other side. And it was a big hill. And we kept having to climb and climb and climb up this big hill. I'm so tired. Well, just take the wand and hold it out in front of you, and it'll pull you. You mean like this? So I just took the wand and held it in front of me, and zoom! We zoomed right on up the hill, just so fast. We got to some kind of village up there, and there were a lot of shops, different kinds of little shops. We were each given some money, some coins. We were told to go out and buy things, like groceries and some toys. It was sort of like it was a kind of game. It was the funniest thing. The money, from the minute it was put in our hand, it began to grow smaller. And these things you bought, they were each one tied to a string. There were different items of groceries and some little toys and stuff. There was a string, each one of them. Each one of us now had a wand. And when you bought these things, you had to tie them real quick to your wand, or they just completely vanished. But if you could get them tied on the end of the wand quick enough, they didn't seem to shrink much anymore. Phew! The whole idea of the game was you had to hurry, hurry, hurry and spend your money, because it was soon going to dwindle right down to nothing if you didn't finish that game and get out of that town. Each one of us was running around with a bunch of stuff dangling from the ends of our wands. Hurry! Before it's too late! And above this town, this is the first time I recognized anything evil. Above this town were these great, big, dark, evil-looking faces. It was like they were in charge of the whole town. I had a little chicken that I bought, and it dwindled down to where it wasn't even as big as your fist. And the toys weren't more than 2 or 3 inches long. We just had to get out of town in a big hurry, or it would all be gone. Then, these little fairies told us, "Jump into the toboggan, quick!" It was a big covered toboggan with a streamlined cabin and a bubble-shaped windscreen, you know? We all got in, and we all started zooming back down the hill. We were getting out of that country in a hurry, faster and faster and faster, and I got so scared. Oh my! If this fairy keeps driving this thing this fast, we're going to come to a corner or turn, and we're never going to make it. And sure enough, we did.
Hold on!
But instead of crashing, all of a sudden, the toboggan turned into a rocket and just took off and flew right up into the air. And it was headed south. Hi again. Well, that's the dream. Now, I'll explain what it all really means. Believe it or not, this is the best part. So listen carefully, okay? The bulldog represents the British system, the British authorities or government. It didn't want to hurt us, but just show its authority, you know? The elevator and chain represent the economic money system. It's already slowly going down. But if one of the links, like oil, breaks in the chain, it will cause a sudden financial crash. Depression, panic, or sudden collapse of the whole system. In Britain, or worldwide. It's like what's about to happen in the world now. The whole economic system is already going down, but it's about to suddenly crash or collapse. The little village of shops and the game represents the present commercial system of merchants and their merchandise. Everybody is given so much money, but right while it's in your hand, it gets smaller and smaller and is worth less and less. And you have to hurry and buy things because they're getting smaller too. So there's less you can buy with your money. See? The dark, evil, bird-like faces were the evil spirits of capitalism who are masters of the game and try to get everybody to play. The cold and snowy country is like Europe. And the toboggan ride means we are moving southward and getting away from the bulldog, the game, and all. The fairies are the angels, flying around, watching, and helping us. The wand represents the word, held by the hand of faith. If you hold on to it and really believe it'll really do things, it really has power. You know? The wand of the word rescued us every time we needed help. I don't know exactly who the kids were, but maybe one of them was you. Do you have the magic wand of God's word to save you in the time of trouble? If not, write to us, and we'll send you some. We love you.